I told the story once when we first met these guys about the two brothers doing the pair of shoes every other week. And have you got anything you might say to the students?
Yeah, I suppose obviously a big thank you to all you guys. If every school has a positive team like yourselves, then we will make sure the whole country, every child, regardless of their disability or background, can access sport. It's as simple as that. The project is for children here. There are lots of projects helping children in the country, but you are actually helping someone, your neighbours.
Directly into your neighbours.
And it could be very simple facts that they can't actually get to a point of sport. So we would pay for a taxi. They would maybe love to come to play cricket, but they live too far away, further than the bike rides for them. So I think that by helping your neighbours, it makes you feel good. But also, recycling, which is also a very good thing for the planet and the environment. Less going into the ground, obviously. And probably mum and dad are quite pleased to get this in the platter. And so it's a win-win. If you've been into the shops, you'll see youngsters that would normally not be able to get a job at getting paid and employed purely because they are limited in some sort of
aspect.
Some aspect. We have a couple of deaf youngsters in the bedroom store who are literally. And in the current climate where jobs are difficult,
It's a relief to them to get
itself. You can imagine if you've got nothing to look forward to, if you stay in bed, and how depressing it would be. So it's an opportunity, and today's climate where there's a lot of unemployment, 60 or 70 people going to a job, the likelihood is they're going to pick the one that is best. As we say, we try and create a level playing field, and that's one of those. So well done again, and thank you for inviting us.